Kingston-upon-Thames Association for the Blind. Annual Review and Summarized Accounts. For the year ending the October 31, 2024. Chairman's Note. By Roy Smith MBE. A very warm welcome to our extremely friendly and active charity. I enjoy steering the trustees and staff and continue thanking them all for their hard work, including our loyal volunteers. Without the trustees and volunteers' support, CAV would not exist. We are expanding our services and representation within the NHS, RBK and other local charities to ensure the voice of our members is heard on the issues faced by those living with sight loss. Yes, it has its challenges, fundraising, recruiting volunteers and a new treasurer. But the excellent feedback from our members makes this all worthwhile. Give us a ring today if you can help. CAV has been supporting blind and partially sighted residents of all ages in and around the London borough of Kingston-upon-Thames since 1966. Empowering individuals living with sight loss to lead independent and fulfilled lives. We do this through a program of social activities, sports, and services. Our aim. The RNIB estimates there are 5,000 residents living with sight loss in Kingston. CAV membership is 259 members. Our aim is to reach all residents living with sight loss so those who need our support are aware of us, so no one is left struggling alone and are equipped with relevant information, skills, and confidence to adapt to life with little or no sight and reach their potential. Our team. CAV is a disabled person-led organization with 7 of its 9 trustees as well as the CEO being vision impaired, bringing their lived experience to lead the charity. CAV has now 4 members of staff. Odette Bhatt-Aral, our CEO, Niro Jayawardena, our administrator, Sumaya Pol, our welfare officer. In June, thanks to a grant from the City Bridge Trust, we also welcomed Becky Newman, our new outreach officer, who has been developing services and activities in the evening and weekends to reach members of working age across the borough and help us recruit more volunteers to support our work. We have been working hard to meet our goals set out in our 3-year strategic plan. Strategic Aim 1, be more sustainably funded and resourced. By intensifying and diversifying our fundraising efforts. Strategic Aim 2, extend our reach in the community. By attending events in the community as well as offer services and activities across the borough, in members' homes and outside of office hours. Strategic Aim 3, be the best CAV we can be. We have been reviewing our policies and office processes to make our work more efficient. CAV achievements and impact in 2024. A total of 104 individuals took part in our activities and services during the year. These included our social lunches, 10-pin bowling, bowls, cycling, swimming, IT sessions, golf, climbing and our new book club. 40 new members were referred into our services, bringing the total number of visually impaired members up to 261. We recruited 12 new volunteers, some of whom have not yet started and are going through the training process. We delivered visual awareness training to 32 individuals. 306 people received our newsletter, The Eye-Opener. 60 people received the Kingston Talking News on USB sticks, but it is hard to ascertain exactly how many listeners we actually have, as some people will listen to it with Alexa, or on their mobile phones. Our welfare officer was able to help 49 individuals in the office and going to their homes to assess or renew a wide range of benefits and concessions such as taxi cards, TV licenses concessions, attendance allowance, and personal independent living allowance, disabled travel passes, blue badges and much more. Our members help us shape our services and activities. In September 2023, CAV conducted a survey, asking members what they thought about the activities and services of CAV and what other activities they would like. Following our survey, we created a new audiobook club in the library, a macular group at the Cafe of the Rose Theatre, and some tech sessions for our members to learn how to use a mobile phone using voiceover. Feedback from members. From a member attending Better Bones exercise classes. Just thought I would email about my appreciation of the Better Bones course. I find it very helpful in my day-to-day movements. After suffering for many years with my neck, The exercises have really improved my neck movements. Thank you very much. From member given help in the office. Dear everyone. I am writing following my recent visit. It was lovely to meet you and have help with the forms. Your organization works incredibly hard, giving opportunities for people to share activities, get togethers for lunch, and meet and make new friends. I have received your newsletter for many years and feel you really enrich the lives of all those you help. Thank you very much. From a member's helped with attendance allowance. Who left a message saying a big thank you for receiving her attendance allowance, which means now she can afford a cleaner and that will make a big difference to her life. From a member taking part in climbing. It is very important to have contact with six friends because you are rarely excluded by visual interaction, which often happens with sighted friends. We also get to laugh about similar experiences, which is a great release. It is crucial to talk to people with similar experiences as then you feel that you are not alone. Launch of the Queen Promenade Audio Guide. The concept of creating this audio guide was an idea that first started during the COVID lockdown by Roy Smith, our chairman. His main concern was to encourage blind and partially sighted residents to walk along the riverside and enjoy the experience, to stay active and well. CAV was successful in securing funds from both Sport England and the Royal Borough of Kingston. The project was a collaboration between the Surbiton and District Historical Society, the Kingston Museum, the Friends of the Queen's Promenade, who kindly collated fun, interesting and informative actual and historical anecdotes to create a lively and entertaining script. Vocalayus, who are a national charity who provide audio description for theaters, museums, and art galleries, came to do the walk several times to ensure that we included audio description of the built environment to guide our members along the way. A number of our members were directly involved and did the walk to test the script and give their feedback. We launched the project on the March 25, 2024 with 26 people attending, including Councillor Sue Ansari, and Rachel White from the RBK Disability Network. Although not the warmest of days, we were lucky as it did not rain that day. We started in the marketplace ensuring all had the link to the audio guide, or a USB stick and boom box to listen to. We started to listen to the history and description of the marketplace and walked down to the riverside past the kiosk, all the way to the sensory garden and to end up for a well-deserved tea and cake in the Boatyard pub. As well as contributing to making Kingston a more accessible place to live in, this audio guide is for a resource for everyone. A QR code was created to link to our website, where anyone can access the audio guide and walk down the river while listening to it on their mobile phone. We hope to be able to produce more audio walks in the future and give our members a choice of places to enjoy and explore. New projects. Disability Justice. In July 2024, we received a 2-year grant from the Trust for London to engage in working to make positive changes and raise awareness of issues and barriers faced by our members and meet with professionals, politicians, and decision makers to improve accessibility and equality. To join the disability justice movement and join our voices to local and national campaigns. CAV has joined the Kingston Disability Network, the Public Transport Forum, the Health and Wellbeing Network. We have taken part in surveys and consultations regarding the planning of cycle routes, new developments around the riverside, the accessibility of public parks and the NHS. We reported broken cones, faded pedestrian crossings, cluttered pavements, overhanging branches, and much more. We continue to encourage our members to let us know of any issues they might have. Climate Change Action. In June 2024, thanks to a grant from the Royal Borough of Kingston, we have started a 3-year project to ascertain barriers and solutions to the engagement and participation of blind and partially sighted residents in all aspects of climate change actions. From recycling, food choices, renewable energies to nature walks. CAV has now joined the Kingston Environmental Forum. Challenges for the future. Due to an aging population, we are expecting a nationwide increase in sight loss in the population. We expect more demands on our services to access benefits to face the rise of the cost of living and to access and navigate the digitalization of health, social, and day-to-day services. It will become important to support the NHS priorities such as prevention by supporting our members to stay active and well and giving eye health message to the public at large working to prevent avoidable sight loss. CAV is gearing up to meet the upcoming challenges, with our new team, an upgrade of our IT and financial systems, working with partners in the voluntary, statutory, and health sector. CAV will continue to drive its fundraising to develop its resources and meet the rising demands and to work in partnership with other organizations like the Kingston Voluntary Action who have supported CAV with developing our skills and fundraising. Summary of accounts for the year ending the October 31, 2024. Firstly, we would like to thank all our donors for their support and generosity. Your contributions really make a big difference. Income. Donations £15,445. Grants £111,950. Including Trust for London, City Bridge Foundation, National Lottery, Primary Club, and other smaller grants. Direct charitable activities £3,841. Investment income £7,342. Other activities £838. Total, £139,416. Net gains on investment £12,653. Expenditure. Employment costs £72,812. Recruitment expenses £468. Insurance £649. Office £2,138. Electricity £1,053. Telephone and broadband £2,315. Clubs, activities, and projects costs £14,036. Rent and rates £8,300. Printing and postage £1,229. Accountancy and payroll £4,739. Talking news costs £1.549. Repairs and maintenance £294. Equipment £241. Training £959. Legal fees £147. AGM and trustee expenses £925. Depreciation of tangible fixed assets £417. Total expenditure £112,271. Net income against expenditure £39,798.